Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers about updates at the Knoxville Recreation Center as it relates to the recent governor's proclamation. First of all, the recent proclamation from Governor Reynolds canceled quite a few things around the state of Iowa. The Knoxville Recreation Center is no exception. I guess if you could just tell us, what the most recent cancellations are based on Governor Reynolds' recent announcement.
Well, John, with her latest proclamation here, we have put into place that masks are required indoors. Initially, her proclamation said that once you reached 25 people in your facility, that masks were required. So instead of walking around when that 25th person walked in the door and telling everybody to put a mask on, we thought it'd be just a little bit easier and make more sense to everybody that masks were required indoors. So along with that, we weren't able to hold fitness classes anymore. Actually, initially she said you could have a maximum of 8 people, so we'd made the decision to cancel them. Then she did cancel them, and then she put it back on that you're able to have them. We've made the decision to not hold fitness classes through the end of this year. We're trying to cut down on our attendance here and trying to do our part to keep everybody safe in Marion County.
For sure. Now I understand a winter swim team, lifeguard courses, some youth basketball is also canceled as well.
Yeah. During Governor Reynolds' proclamation, she had put a stop to youth sports through December 10th. So, instead of kind of just this riding this wave of, is it on, is it off type deal, we've made the decision to postpone and cancel our swim team and youth basketball that would typically start in January. So as of right now, through the rest of this year, as long as things don't change from a state standpoint, we'll be open for business. We just won't have anything organized, your fitness classes, your youth basketball, swim team, those types of things.
I gotcha. Well, and of course, encouraging social distancing. We know masks are required, but, just kind of the general, COVID-related guidelines, I guess. You guys are pretty stringent on that, I suppose.
Yes, yes. We try to, make sure everybody has a mask on. Obviously, if you're sick, stay home, those types of things. But, we're trying to do our part here. Everybody, has been pretty understanding, and we appreciate that as we kind of navigate these crazy times.
Absolutely. Well, and you had sent out a release earlier that, especially if you're having problems with compliance, that you'd have to shut down. And that's definitely not something that you're wanting to even consider, right?
No, and that's why I think everybody's been pretty understanding. We catch a little flack, but that's pretty much a normal day. But no, I think everybody understands the importance of wearing the mask here in our facility. We're trying to keep everybody safe, and if it becomes a big deal, we do have the option to shut down. Obviously, positivity rate and, her regulations and stuff kind of come into play as well. But we're doing what we can to have a safe, clean environment and, make sure that everybody's safe.
For sure. Well, and I guess as far as opening stuff back up, it's really kind of just waiting and seeing, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we made the decision, to kind of cancel the fitness classes for the rest of the year, cancel, swim team, those types of things. Just because we are trending up, it's been a rough fall here / winter, and it kind of just seems like things are starting to get real around here. So, like I said, once again, trying to do our part, just trying to keep the doors open for just general use of like lap swim, shooting baskets, card room, weight room type stuff, with nothing super organized where you'd have large groups. So, we're thankful for everybody that they're understanding and helping us kind of get through these times.
All right. Well, anything else you have to share about the rec center as of right now?
No, that's it. Like I said, we'll hopefully get through this at some point. Everybody stay safe.
Thanks to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.